Advertiser Limited.
America Tonight, are you still recovering from the election? We take a look back at what happened for the Republicans, how they blew it, and what the Democrats did so well as we re-rack last week's election and all the conversation about the future and what the Republicans need to do to embrace a changing landscape. And do you agree? Besides that, happy Veterans Day, a celebration of heroes from the past, heroes in the present, and what it means to be a veteran. What are the biggest problems facing veterans? What can we do to make it easier for the people who are coming back from war, or people who have come back from war and are still trying to hurdle some major, major, major obstacles? And by the way, I hope you had a fabulous weekend. It was a rough weekend still for the people, many of the people on the East Coast who don't have power. There are still thousands of people without power in Long Island, in Staten Island, in parts of New Jersey, but mostly in those two places, and then you could cherry pick some in 10 other states up and down the East Coast. The wrath of Superstorm Sandy is just still beginning because, yes, the water has receded or the water has been pumped out. A lot of the sand has been rearranged, but there's still massive debris, people without homes, cold temperatures, and the need for massive blankets, and so much more. Food, water, all that's still out there. Luckily, America's, as Americans and living in this great country, I'm never more proud of the people here than when there is a catastrophe, because we always rally, don't we? The amount of help people have gotten from Sandy, from people just coming in, dumping off cases of water, doing whatever they can, even if they have just a couple of shekels in their pocket, it's happening. And it's just not surprising to me. The Red Cross has gotten over $100 million in donations. There are other fundraisers that are happening, and lots of money is pouring in. But the problem is getting it to people and helping as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. And because of the way the storm is spread out, that becomes so difficult. And then the nightmare of insurance for homeowners who had their homes blown apart. If they were lucky not, if they were lucky enough not to lose lives, they lost homes. And losing homes and then having to deal with the insurance part of it and how fast you can get to that is always the worst part. People in Mississippi, people in New Orleans all talked about that, talked about what they didn't realize with homeowners policies and all that kind of stuff. So while 150,000 people in New York and New Jersey don't have power, and that's expected to be back at the latest by Tuesday for some, the next big thing for others is going to be this whole, how do we get this, how do we make these claims, how do we get this house thing going again in an area of where we're talking about a massive rearrangement? Can we even still live in this same neighborhood? Can this neighborhood be rebuilt? Can that happen here? The other big story I think that rocked the house over the weekend has to be the Petraeus scandal. General David Petraeus, you think of his role in Iraq. He saved the day in Afghanistan, same thing. Then he jumps in as the director of the CIA. Then the FBI investigates Petraeus, not investigating him for any other reason than this woman who was having an affair with him popped up on their radar. So he shocks the CIA people who worked at the CIA who had no idea what was happening, by going to the president on Thursday, resigning, and then writing a letter and talking to people at the CIA and saying how sorry he was about that. But the timing is being questioned because of, one, we just had this election, so was the FBI really trying to suppress the Petraeus scandal to protect the president, although I don't know how much that would tarnish the president because it's an affair that was revealed in these emails. And then the other questions that are coming up is, what about Benghazi? What about what happened in that consulate in Libya to Ambassador Stevens and the three others who were killed? Because Petraeus was the CIA director during that, before that, during that, and after it. So he would be somebody who was expected to talk to Congress on Thursday. I talked to him this week, but now he's no longer the director of the CIA. So the FBI says that what happened was they were investigating the affair because of the fact that these emails popped up and they were concerned, as they would be, about him being blackmailed by the woman that he ultimately ended his affair with, who was somebody that was doing a biography, helping with a biography with him. And this became, I guess, a little bit sticky for the FBI, because the FBI director, Robert Mueller, and the Justice Department were aware of what was going on in the investigation. So here we go again of who knew what and all this other sort of stuff. But they knew in the beginning of October what was happening here. And what was going on? That were there national security implications? Was there anything that was going to happen on whatever they found out? Or was, was it just going to be hush hush until after the election, because the timeline happened in the beginning of October? So once again, nothing but questions. The White House says that the president was surprised when he was told of the FBI investigation just a couple days after the election. So he was absolutely surprised by it, and surprised that Petraeus resigned, was going to resign over an extramarital affair. And then there's even a third prong to this. If it's just simply Petraeus has this affair and the FBI agents stumble onto a reference in one of the emails, and then they start to investigate this Paula Broadwell, who Petraeus was allegedly having an affair with, and then allegedly began sending threatening emails to another woman she viewed as a threat to her relationship with Petraeus, which is how this all exploded. How crazy is this? And she's married, as Petraeus is married. And then, it goes from there. It's a twisted, sordid tale, kind of like these trashy TV shows, Revenge or Scandal or whatever they are on ABC. But the bottom line is there more to this than meets the eye, number one? And should Petraeus, who served the country under different administrations, who reached across the aisle to the Republicans and the Democrats because they both groups liked him, was it necessary for him to resign because of this affair that had ended in the first place? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
He led here by doing what he thought was the right thing. And I think he did do the right thing. I don't think there's any question. We're confident that David Petraeus was very straight up with us during the confirmation hearing.
All right, it was like a shot that went off in Washington when Petraeus resigned and then the news of the affair and the FBI and all that other stuff broke. And that was Senator Saxby Chambliss, of course, talking about Petraeus. As I said, he cut across both sides of the aisle. He did some great things in Iraq, did what he could to try to shore up a weak administration, meaning administration there with Nouri al-Maliki. And I think he's responsible for so much of what happened in that surge. And then this thing bites him, and he shows his human failing side. But because of the kind of guy he is, I guess he couldn't stay in that job no matter what. We could question all kinds of sides of this, but Petraeus is the kind of guy that couldn't do that. And I think that's the bottom line. He wasn't going to stay, even if somebody said to him, oh, listen, I mean, so you had an affair. I guess the affair test just doesn't work when it comes to that kind of a position. You're not going to be able to hang there because someone's, you know, you're going to be just a target, and they're going to continue to badger you or go after you. I don't think it's a question of national security. I think it was a question of Petraeus's honor and how he felt about it. But here we go again, another four-star general, a guy who served forever, 37 years, and this is the way it all ends, with the CIA this way resigning in a very nasty public affair that gets, you know, splashed out everywhere. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I had to put my headphones down, then I dropped the phone.
I gotcha.
Okay, now let's get to business here. I won't keep you too long, but I believe that the Eagles are suffering from the dead dog curse because of Zeke.
He is a dog. I can't stand him. Get rid of him now. Him and Andy Reid.
They are going to continue on with this dead dog curse as long as they keep the gentleman in their organization. He's got to go.
Yeah, he's got to go.
That's the only way to lift that. I mean, you know, bad
it's a curse.
It's bad karma.
You're right.
You and I both know the story.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now about the election. It's impossible to compete with Santa Claus, like Rush Limbaugh said. If you've got more takers than you do givers, which we have the situation with this last election, we are doomed as a republic. And these are the last good days that we're going to have. You will look back at our past as the good old days, because what we're headed for now is going to be a bad day at BlackRock.
Wait a second. Here's the thing. I understand your thread of the givers and the takers, and to your point, I had this conversation with someone, and you're right in the sense that who's going to pay for, as the government gets bigger and bigger, who's going to pay for all that? It has to be the taxpayers. That means us. That means that you cannot promise the middle class they're not going to pay more, because of course the middle class is going to pay more, because who's going to pay for all those government jobs?
You're so right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's the problem. Economically, forget politics. Economically, it just doesn't work out. It's not working out.
That's what I've been saying ever since this guy got elected. I said, this is a guy that wants nothing but bad for us. You're going to see fracking disappear. He's going to use the environmentalist wackos and the EPA to shut down fracking, shut down oil, shut down coal. And we'll be dependent on the Arabs for our oil. Their countries will rise in power and strength. Our military is going to be depleted. It's going to be it's going to be a bad day at BlackRock. Like I say, you're going to look back at the past as the good old days, because what's ahead of us is dark, dark future. Now, to Petraeus, then I'll get off the air and let you go.
Sure.
I smell a rat. I think there's something going on here that ain't quite kosher. It's the timing of everything is just too coincidental. The timing that it didn't come out before the election, like the drone strike, but the Iranians attacked our drone, that didn't come out. The Petraeus situation didn't come out. A whole bunch of other things that shoes that haven't fallen yet are going to. And I'm telling you, there's something else to it. That ain't right. And we're going to find out about it a little bit.
Oof.
But woe is us. Well, listen, Kate, I still think you're the most beautiful woman who does football and sports. And you have nothing but my admiration and compliments. And you always do an excellent job. And with that, I shall leave you.
Thanks, Dan. Boy, I'll tell you what, he made some interesting points. I do fear economically what's going to happen in this country. Like I said, you can even just put politics aside. I don't care if you have a big R branded on you or a big D branded on you. Let's just look at this from a perspective of a capitalist. What goes in and what comes out, it's just like budgets you have in your household. You know when it doesn't add up. That's very worrisome, because the government, who pays for the government jobs? Who pays for government programs? You have to have enough there. And if you don't have enough there, where are you getting the money? It's like what kings used to do. Well, let's tax the peasants, because we have to tax them. My kingdom, I need, you know, King Henry VIII, I need more women, more wine, more money. So I am going to put a decree out there that we're going to chop your head off if you don't pay your taxes. Well, of course, we're not living in ancient times in England where they would do that to us. But essentially, they're chopping us apart, because I don't see how you cannot not raise taxes. Where would the money come from? Who's going to come up with this massive miracle of what we can do to change our possible recession that we're heading into, especially from the fiscal cliff? If you look at the numbers, and you look at how much money the average household will lose, almost $4,000 in what would happen if there is no agreement on the tax cuts that are about to expire. With this tax hike nearing, it's frightening, the reality that's about to swing and punch people in the guts unless Congress comes up with a way to end this. And what is the way they're going to end this? It doesn't seem to be any point where they can agree on spending and cutting, because we cannot keep spending and not cutting. That can't happen. It does not economically work out. If it did, man, give me the credit cards, because I want to spend, spend, spend. All I can keep saying is you compare your own lives to what it means to have the government checkbook. So I'll tell you what, and I just talked to a stockbroker about this. Some companies are doing dividend payments to shareholders because of the end of the Bush-era tax cuts, because they're worried about what's going to happen in the future with this, with the final quarter in 2012, and then as we head into 2013, what's going to happen with the expiration, especially of the tax cuts. So the individual dividend income rates, what happens is they'll change from more than 43% from the current 15%. So now you start to look at the cash and twist that around, and you've got the way to, I guess, to keep people in the game is the one-time dividend thing. And this is, you know, this has been 10 years. If you go back and look at Bush's midterm mandate 10 years ago, the president spent a lot of time on that tax plan in 2003. It slashed rates on the corporate dividends, and the reason why is because they thought that more take-home from the equity dividends would just boom, just be a huge boon to investors. And then, of course, you get the bear market, and, I mean, the rest is history. So, you know, we'll see which companies are going to do that, but I would assume the GEs and the Citis and the Pfizers and whatnot. So Merry Christmas, and then look out. Get ready to do some duck and cover. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight, like the mailbag.
It comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to head to the mail. Just a reminder, if you're starting to think about something, you got one eye open, you just finished your coffee, you're starting to nod off, wake up! But if you can't wake up and you're just kind of hearing the buzz in the background, but you're thinking about some of the stuff we're talking about, like Petraeus, Dan in Texas says, something's not right here. I smell a rat. There's more to this Petraeus thing than meets the eye. Then, oop, affair, some nasty emails, exposed, FBI, boom. They know in the beginning of October, don't say anything. Petraeus sees the axe coming down, realizes, I'm out of here. I can't do this. And then the Benghazi stuff would come up with Congress, and he's not the CIA director anymore, but do they have to hear from Petraeus? And the answer is, of course, because he was the guy in charge before, during, and after. And so is there something connected to the Libya stuff with the consulate, or no? Or is there something else we don't know about? You know, that's the key question. Was this just a question of a good guy who Republicans liked, Democrats liked, and there's no little weird conspiracy twist crazy thing to the Petraeus deal other than sadness, and he's toast, he's done, because he's not going to weather this whole affair thing. So he resigns ahead of time because he doesn't want anybody else to be tarnished by his personal problem. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers. I got a great source in the Pentagon. Swears there is not really anything to this. That it sounds like it could be juicy, but there isn't really a rat here that people are trying to chase out. There may be a rat on the Benghazi stuff, but they're saying it's not a rat as far as Petraeus is concerned. So with that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Alan in Vermont says, oh, David, David, David. Hello, Kate Delaney. Over the weekend, I was reading a lot of different accounts over what happened with David Petraeus. And it seems as though the woman who was doing the biography was doing more than that to Petraeus. And lo and behold, didn't like being jilted. Got another woman involved, and before you know it, the FBI had a trail of emails, and that's how it ends. Sadly. Yep, sadly I would say, and that's what I just discussed there, because Petraeus, if you look at his record, there's a reason why two very different administrations wanted him. Because he is just that guy. He's the military stand-up guy that could weather the storms. He knew how to deal with the media, and more importantly than that, who cares about that in a sense? He was a guy's guy, military guy, and unfortunately, in a sense, he got caught with his pants down, and maybe that's all there is to that whole thing. It's an unfortunate loss, I think, in the sense that Petraeus was... really was the guy who served, I think. I believe that from people that I've talked to about Petraeus. So I choose to believe that. We'll talk to Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, and see what he has to say about it. But when the Hill looks into the attack, it would have to include him, I'm sure. It would have to include Petraeus because of his role in the CIA. So, hey, he resigns, but he's still gonna be part of the inquiry. He's still going to have to testify. And this whole other sordid mess just gets pushed off to the side. I mean, even Dianne Feinstein said that she was very shocked and heartbroken, used the word heartbroken, to find out about it. The first committee meeting is this week, Thursday, and it's just the start of the inquiry. It's not the official hearing. So Petraeus isn't scheduled to testify, but he could be summoned to the Hill for any kind of a future meeting. I think they'll summons him, and, you know, we'll see. And they'll look at other things, whether there were other threats. And I think that's what it's going to be. What were the previous threats, and why didn't they increase the security around the consulate if they thought that, no matter what the funding thing was? And, you know, what happened there? Who dropped the ball? Whatever. So... let's move on to the next one. This one from Jake in Austin, and he says, hey, America, tonight, I got to tell you, I have been living under a rock for at least a couple of days, still licking my wounds from the election. I can't believe that this country elected Barack Obama for a part two. Not that I thought Mitt Romney was the next coming and was going to save us from all the things that ail us economically. However, I think he would have had a better shot at it, to tell you the truth, than the Democrats and Barack Obama. Did we not learn nothing? It's all about big government, and it's you and I who ultimately will pay in the end, don't you think? yours always. The thing that we're going to keep coming round and round and round about is going to be what we have talked about, so we're blue in the face. What do you do here with the tax rates? What do you do with the Bush tax cuts? What happens? I mean, there's going to have to be some give and take now, and there's no question. If there is any kind of an agreement, there has to be give and take. But what is that give and take? And are the Democrats and the Republicans going to compromise on a couple of different things? Is there going to be a deficit deal on the table? Well, there's going to have to be something. There's going to have to be some kind of if anything's going to be solved, there's going to have to be some meeting of the minds. So the constant log jam is just not going to work. It can continue to dig their heels in, but if that continues to happen, then you and I will absolutely suffer. Because whether you totally believe, well, this is ridiculous, the rhetoric that's coming out of the Democrats or not, the bottom line is if you're a Republican and you're on the Hill, I mean, you've got to be able to figure this out. You have to figure this out. And now what's happening is they're trying to come a little bit closer from falling off the cliff. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to close tax loopholes for anybody who is over that 250. That's what it sounds like. However, are you going to really get Republicans to agree to that? I mean, is there some kind of a basis for some kind of a deal that suddenly is going to be there that wasn't there before? Because what's so bloody different this time around? Are they'll have to cut back on programs, right? Are they going to have to cut back on Social Security? I mean, how do you do that? They're going to have to compromise on, if they have to compromise on taxes, what government programs are they going to cut back on? Food stamps? Are they going to cut back on that? What entitlements would they cut back on? And think of people in Social Security and what they're getting now, or people who have paid in their whole life. What is that Social Security going to look like to them, right? I mean, the automatic across-the-board cuts are the result of the failing to compromise on any kind of a way to end this, to cut, and to be able to spend, I guess. I'll call it spending. So they're under pressure now. This lame duck session can't be lame anymore. You're talking about $600 billion in federal spending cuts and tax increases through the roof that kick in at the end of December. I mean, what do you want to see happen here? What do you want to see happen here? And I think I know the answer to that. The answer is that you have to not completely decimate those tax cuts. You can't do that. But at the same time, you cannot continue to spend and grow the government the way it's growing. Can't do that either, because who is going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that? John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is taking it on the chin more than anyone. He's saying they're willing to close the loopholes to help cut the deficit. So what are those loopholes? How much money is that going to save, and what loopholes specifically? Not into the wind, oh, this might happen, that might happen. What specifically will be closed that would make that much difference? What would make that much difference? One quick one here, this one from Amy. Hey, Kate Delaney, I'm a new listener to the show. Love it. Promise I'm going to call you in the near future. Very frustrated by what happened in the election. I come from a family loaded with Democrats and Republicans. So it is a contact sport, politics, in my household. But I do not believe the policies of the current president going into the second term will help the economic plight that we're in. I fear of falling into a recession. Oh, don't use the R word on this show. Amy, glad you're listening. Don't use the R word. Oh, it's like a jinx. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're talking about the veterans.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We get some great support back from all of you, but it's not about us. It's about the people who have served. You know, I think of a quote that I like from Winston Churchill when he said, "We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender." Never surrender. Boy, isn't that true. And so many people with that great mentality to defend the freedoms of the U.S. have fought often and almost 100% across the board, not looking for some grand recognition. But I think that you veterans deserve some recognition. You really do. And I can't say it enough. I really, truly mean this. I never served, but all the people around me have served in my family, including my husband, who was on a ship in the Navy, actually going after Osama bin Laden at one point. And boy, that's another story for another show. And even Saddam Hussein. So for all the people who sacrificed many, many things, hours with family, bigger, higher paying jobs in less dangerous conditions, bravo to you for taking up the mantle for all of us here in America. We truly do appreciate it. So Veterans Day, how will you remember veterans, even by simply, I think, flying a flag is so important. If you don't have one, if you haven't done it in the past, remember next time around to pick up a flag, whether it's just a small flag that you put in gardens, I've seen those along streets, or a bigger flag that you hang outside of your house. That's a great way to, I think, show recognition. The president was out at a Veterans Day ceremony. You know, all the presidents do that at Arlington National Cemetery. It's always about the tomb of the unknowns. And that's the idea, doing the wreath, laying the wreath and whatnot. And in his speech, he said something that did stick with me, where he said, "No ceremony or parade or handshake or hug is enough to truly honor this service," saying that the country must commit every day to serving you as well as you've served us. And boy, is that true. We cannot, I think, ever really truly repay what the veterans have done for us. And again, at that ultimate sacrifice, excuse me, to themselves and often their family, because of that time away. It's that time that you just, you know, ultimately can't get back. So what is the number one thing that faces veterans? A lot of times we're talking about medical things. We're talking about homeless. The homeless situation among veterans is awful, especially among female veterans, but not just female veterans. What happens so often is the vet gets caught in the crosshairs, and in coming back, can't find a job, is not mentally prepared for the situation in looking for the job because of what they've just been through. And there's where we really need to improve. There are lots of different organizations out there that are trying to do that. And there are so many more that are being established because people are realizing how intense this is and what an intense problem it is, actually. So bravo to that. But it's something that has to be worked on when the numbers keep climbing. It's also the number in suicides as well that keep rising that we've addressed so often on the show with so many different people in trying to help young veterans that come back as they grapple with coming back to everyday life and trying to figure out a way after what they've just been through to carve out somehow something that could be considered close to normal when every day, especially if you're on the front lines and you're looking for IEDs and you're in these hairy situations, and then you have that massive adrenaline rush and where you're worried about your buddy and you've got the other guy's back, and then you come back home, it's ultimately that transition is just so, so tough that there's never, never enough, excuse me, that we can do to help with that sacrifice. And there are never enough organizations that can be created. I think I looked the other day. I know I looked the other day, and I came up with about 25 different veterans groups that recently that have been established, because every year there seems to be more nonprofits that pop up that, you know, made me smile because I thought, wow, this is great. Now, finally, we're starting to see, and they're very specific for different groups, we're starting to see that it's not just, hey, send someone to the VA. No, there are people that have this vested interest in trying to do more for the veteran, whether we're talking about younger veterans and mental health, or whether we're talking about older veterans and making sure that they're getting care and they're not left out in the cold, or some of these crazy remaining obstacles that we have in the way to try to end what I have found out is the number one thing. The homelessness is, overwhelming because of the post-traumatic stress disorder and how the people are trying to live as they drift through often jobs if they can find them, and how do they get from point A to point B, and they need assistance, obviously. So a Department of Veteran Affairs has a lot of those departments of Veterans Affairs have case managers who are trying to reach out and are trying to help find those people to pay a bill or two and to try to get them into some kind of a group, because the number of veterans has at least dropped 15,000, I think they say, since 2009. But that's because of they're trying to get the veterans off the streets and prevent the new ones from ending up there. It's still the problem that they're targeting. And the idea is they want to completely end homelessness among veterans by 2014. And they feel like they're on target to do that, that they have a chance to do that, that they've got enough federal money that's coming in. They have enough long-term commitments for programs aimed at getting to the issue of people on the streets and the mental illness and the drug and alcohol addiction and the unemployment and just the poverty. And I think it's 2015 is an ambitious thing to think that they can end that. But with more projects like the Alpha Project in San Diego, where they're trying to address that, or the National Alliance to End Homelessness, and they're looking to help veterans, because if 22 million veterans, 75,000 plus were homeless in 2009, 14% of the U.S. homeless population are veterans. This is a huge, huge problem. And this is one of those bipartisan things in Washington, because, we're trying to find that common ground that we can't find. Well, here's one of those rare bipartisan deals. And the consensus is, let's do everything possible for troops and veterans. And that's why there's been an increase in the budget for the VA health care and some of the other services for homeless vets, too. They've seen that jump up. Because if you're going to spend some money, and we're talking about where we're headed in this country and budgets, at least let's spend it on a direction where we can really, really help some people. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Bertrand Russell, who said, "War does not determine who is right, only who is left."
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.